From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. There are more reports of Israeli aircraft firing missiles into Gaza, killing additional Palestinians. According to officials, Israeli warplanes fired missiles at government buildings in Gaza City, flattening several buildings and killing a number of people. The number of casualties from an Israeli offensive that began over the weekend has now risen to more than 300. Israel also struck next to the Hamas premier's home and destroyed a security compound and a university building. At least three people, meanwhile, have reportedly been killed by rockets fired into Israel. An exiled Hamas official is ruling out any talk of a ceasefire until Israel ends the airstrikes and reopens Gaza crossings. The Bush administration says it's working hard to rebuild the fractured ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. President Bush has spoken with several Arab leaders since Saturday. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
White House spokesman Gordon Jandro indicated the Bush administration is still looking for a lasting ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. But Jandro clearly blamed Hamas for the violence in Gaza and that the militant group must take the first step to stop the bloodshed.
In order for the violence to stop, Hamas must stop firing rockets into Israel and agree to respect a sustainable and durable ceasefire.
Jandro called Hamas a terrorist organization that has shown its true colors during the conflict in Gaza. Meanwhile, the Bush administration has not called for Israel to stop its airstrikes against Gaza, saying that Israel needs to defend itself. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The number of black male teenagers and young adults who have been killed or been killed in shootings has risen sharply since 2000. That's the conclusion of a study released today. NPR's Paul Brown has that story.
Criminologists at Northeastern University in Boston say that as FBI data show murders have leveled off nationwide, there have been dramatic increases in shooting deaths among black male teenagers. The report says that last year, 426 black males between the ages of 14 and 17 died in gun crimes. That's 40% more than in 2000. And the study shows nearly 1,000 young black males committed fatal shootings in 2007. That is 38% higher than in 2000. The researchers say the number of young white men committing gun-related homicides also rose, but nowhere near as sharply. The study's authors criticize the Bush administration for cutting grants to local police and youth crime prevention programs. One of them urges new investment in programs to help children and families. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
2 days after a deadline for a vote by bondholders, a General Motors finance arm has come and gone. There's still no word on whether they've approved a bond exchange. The exchange is viewed as critical for allowing the automaker's financial arm, GMAC, to tap into federal bailout money. GMAC bondholders had till December 26 to approve the exchange. It required shareholders convert 75% of their debt into equity in GMAC, giving the company $30 billion in capital. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 31 points. The Nasdaq lost 19. This is NPR. The announcement that Kuwait has decided to back out of a more than $17 billion joint venture with Dow Chemical will likely result in some changes in terms of the company's future plans, possibly to include acquisitions, according to analysts. Kuwaiti government announced because of the global financial crisis and the recent fall-off in oil prices that has decided a joint venture known as K-Dow Petrochemicals was, quote, too risky. The venture was initially billed as giving both parties a larger share of the global chemicals market. Midland, Michigan-based Dow said it was extremely disappointed with the Kuwaiti government's decision. It was a record year for tourism in New York despite the recession. NPR's Robert Smith has more.
First, the good news for a city racked by financial problems. 47 million people visited the Big Apple in 2008, nearly a million more than last year. And those people came with open wallets. Tourists to New York generated $30 billion in spending, also setting a new record. The challenging news for New York is that almost all of the increase came from international tourists. They came to the city in droves earlier in the year, spurred by the weak dollar. Now that the dollar has strengthened, officials worry that might drop off. And New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg warns that the increase in spending this year was a smaller jump than in years past. He said that the ongoing financial downturn is going to weigh heavily on all of New York's hospitality industry. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Billionaire businessman Mark Cuban has acquired a more than 9% stake in Carmike Cinemas. That's according to a filing with securities regulators. Cuban also owns the Dallas Mavericks basketball team, reportedly purchased 1.2 million shares in Carmike. Currently faces charges of insider trading in connection with another deal, a decision to bail out of the investment search engine company Mama.com that allowed him to avoid $750,000 in losses. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.